Just 2 weeks now until George W. Bush is inaugurated. He has filled a number of positions in his administration, starting with people like Karen Hughes, Karl Rove, and Joe Alba, the so-called Iron Triangle from his campaign. To introduce us to some of the others, we've turned to Paul Burka. He's executive editor of the Texas Monthly and a longtime observer of politics in his home state. He says in the way he's bringing Texans to Washington, George W. Bush is more like Lyndon Johnson than like the elder George Bush. A case in point, the nominee for Commerce Secretary, Don Evans.
He's there really as the number one friend, somebody that when Bush just wants to kick back and talk to somebody and live a normal life, I think that's what Donnie Evans is there for. Donnie Evans is not a politician, so don't think of him as a political advisor. Think of him as somebody that when Bush just has to have a real person to go to dinner with, that's who he wants.
His wife, Susie, I understand, is a grade school buddy of George W. Bush's.
Yes, and the Evanses and the Bushes with Laura, they go way back. You know, the people that Bush likes the most are these old friends from Midland. So those are the people that he really likes to be around when he wants to relax. And there'll be some of those people, I suppose, in the later group. A recent appointment he made was Albert Hawkins as the cabinet secretary. Albert is a longtime Capitol hand around Austin, and he was the governor's budget director. He definitely has the governor's ear.
What about gatekeepers, personal staff, like personal secretaries? I mean, is he bringing anybody like that?
I really don't know. There hasn't been much talk about that. But the secretaries really weren't the gatekeepers. It's much more Karen Hughes who decides. If you want to get in to see him, you better go through Karen one way or another. And that's not just media. That's almost everybody. There are two people from Texas who are not going to the White House that I think are very significant. One is Elton Bomer, who is his Secretary of State, and before that, his insurance commissioner, and the other is Alba. And they were two big guys, sort of enforcer types, and the kind who couldn't be intimidated and who would speak up and say, hey, you're on the wrong course here. I think you're doing the wrong thing. I don't see anybody from Texas who is going to fill that role. In fact, that's a role I'm really worried about. Who is it that's going to say, wait a minute, we shouldn't do this?
What about a name that we just would never have heard? I mean, is there some sort of backroom buddy that we don't know anything about that we're about to get to know?
Here's a name you would not have heard. It's Margaret LaMontagne.
Mm-hmm.
And Margaret is, she is his education person. And she, watch for her name to see if she's going to be in the White House handling education, because she handled it in Texas for the whole time that he was governor. Very quiet, not out front, very smart, very much committed to his program of accountability. In fact, she was one of the architects of it. So I would definitely watch for her. You have to understand that Austin has a population of around 500,000, and I'd guess about 40% of them think they're going to be in the White House.
Thanks very much, Paul Burka.
Thank you, Linda.
Paul Burka is executive editor of the Texas Monthly. He spoke to us from Austin.